You know, I don't know if the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is a great group, a good group, a decent band, an eclectic of ex-jug banders. I don't know really what we are, but we like what we do. And for whatever it is we do, we're the best dirt band we've ever been.
Was Steve Martin self-taught, or did you teach him how to play the banjo?
Well, Steve's nice enough to say that I taught him how to play the banjo sometimes, or it comes out sounding like that, but we were both starting at the same time. I was just picking up notes off records quicker than him. And I'd show him a few things, and he'd take them and run with them. And he'd get halfway through me showing something and say, "Oh, that's enough. That's all I can remember. I'm going to go now." And then he'd end up, you know, doing his own music. And that's what he's got on this new album, all original music.
And when you guys did help him out with King Tut, was there any part of you that said, "Oh, I don't know if this is a good idea"? Maybe.
No, that was a good idea from the very first time he came. He came to a show we were doing in L.A. and told everybody backstage after the sound check, "Hey, can we go out and try this new song? Here, it's like doom 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 doom. Now, Jeff, you go King Tut, Funky Tut," and he had the parts in his head pretty much for everybody. And we worked it up, and we went out and did it that night for the first time the song had ever been performed. And it just blew the place apart. 2,000 people went nuts. And about a week later, we were in Aspen recording it, and we felt like we'd been part of one of the funniest records of the decade.